Here we go.
It is Orb and Fred from Normandy Invasion. My loot and golden soul between horses. Down to the wire. Orb has won the Kentucky Derby.
Come on, Denver! Smoke weed! Woo!
You know, and that's a double-edged sword, you know. It's kind of like watching your mother-in-law go off a cliff in a Cadillac. You know, you got mixed feelings.
This is Menace to Picks.
Welcome to episode 5 of the Menace to Picks podcast. Jake G, the sportsbook joker. We're here with the coach. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Menace to Picks, on Patreon. Patreon.com/Menace2Picks. We're giving out winners daily. April was our best month yet. So far in May, we are kind of, right here on the fence. But this weekend was a great weekend for us. We cashed an Infinity Lock on Friday night. We gave away the Reds when they threw a no-hitter. Saturday, we came back with an Infinity Lock on the Wizards and the Pacers. Over an insane total of 248 points. We had a Russell Westbrook prop we gave away. Today, well, Sunday was our recording day. We gave away a lock of the month on Manchester United on the second half. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Telegram, and you'll be getting these free picks. If you like betting on sports, you're crazy not to at least hit us with the follow. If not, get subscribed. Coach, Preakness Week. Starting out with controversy, catch me up. We know last week we broke it down that Baffert with the questionable past, with some juice controversy. What happened today that came out in the news regarding our Derby winner, Medina Spirit?
Big drama. Not exactly mind-blowing by any stretch of the imagination.
But no.
Here we are. We've got Bob Baffert, the white-haired wizard, and his horse test positive for a banned substance. It's betamethasone. Betamethasone.
He said they didn't do it, though, Coach. What he said they didn't do it.
Jeez, this guy. I'll tell you what. No, he's taking the stance that he is he's the one that has been wronged here. Somebody else.
He's the victim. He's the victim here
in this case. Yeah. So. Here we go with this. And, you know, as we move forward now, we're Preakness Week. There's a good chance that, or it's already been stated that Baffert's horses will not be allowed to run at Churchill. But one thing about horse racing is it's state by state. So there's not a national governing body. So the horse can still be entered and still run in the Preakness as of today.
Yeah, so I did see that the Preakness, who was at the Stronach Group, they run Maryland Racing, and then they have their hand a little bit at Gulfstream Park, Santa Anita, and they said they were going to wait to hear all the facts, you know, and I'm kind of leaning towards, I think that Medina Spirit's going to run on Saturday, just because when you talk about the business and the product, I mean, people are going to want to see Medina Spirit now, I think. I mean, there'll be people that want the horse thrown out. But then again, now you're watching a race that you don't know a lot of the horses. Whereas now you watch Medina Spirit and let's kick this horse's ass, you know, and you want to see Baffert go down in flames right away.
100%. Yep. So it definitely adds a layer of drama that was not there just a day or two before. But if you've been listening to our pods, it's already been mentioned by us, so
I got to give you credit, Coach. I mean, you one of the reasons we have you on is one of the most knowledgeable people as it pertains to horse racing in general, and it was almost clairvoyant the way that immediately you were a little bit unsure about the result of the Kentucky Derby, and it could lead, you know, an average Joe to think, well, these people are looking for an excuse for why their pick, why their picks didn't hit. You know, they're looking for a way out. And I'm thinking, well, we watched with a pretty good eye with 7-8 years of success in a row. We watched Medina Spirit look extremely average in the Santa Anita Derby. And then it goes out and looks like a complete freak on the big stage. So talk to me about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what we do this work well in advance. We watch the previous races. We see, you know, which ones we like, which ones we're going to go ahead and toss out. We watch Medina Spirit run well behind Rock Your World, which I've mentioned was my top pick. Now, he didn't get to run his race. He got taken out at the beginning. But at any rate, you know, the previous races did not give us any reason to believe that this horse had a chance to win the Derby. And here we are. He goes around in a carousel race, leading the pack, and could have run around three more times. He didn't even look like he was breathing hard or anything after the race. So here we're thinking.
And that was new. That was, we had not seen that from Medina Spirit yet. Clairvoyance, Coach, you talked about a horse called Gamine. Who is Gamine, and what does Gamine have to do with any of this?
Well, for starters, Gamine in herself is an absolute freak of nature. Now, she had been brought up previously at another racetrack, the one in at Oaklawn Park in Arkansas. She was brought up as to being juiced with a banned substance the previous year. And I didn't even realize this until just today doing some research. She finished third in the Kentucky Oaks the previous year. And she was one that we were picking, of course, because she is a freak. But she also tested positive for this same stuff.
So the exact same stuff. Same barn, Baffert barn, same exact supplement, whatever it is. Is it an injection?
So it looks like what this is kind of like a cortisone or some like a cream that you would rub on, and essentially it allows them to their joints and ligaments to just feel a little bit better, right? So like the same way that some old guys are, you know, that Shaq has his commercials with the Icy Hot type stuff. it's basically that for horses,
right? And you know, it's banned. It's a banned substance. It's illegal. So Baffert cheated.
Well, for clarification, it's legal to a very small amount, and he tested two times over that limit.
Okay.
So,
and I ranted earlier on Twitter and on Instagram. I got on there and I said that Baffert's a cheater. I said Medina Spirit's a fraud. Now, Justify was initially one of my favorite horses of all time, and then all this stuff came out that Justify was a fraud. I said the bettors got screwed. It's a disgrace to handicapping. Baffert should change his last name to Bob Bastard because he screwed all of us. And it's really frustrating is what it is. Because
here's what's really pissing me off about the whole situation. So, you know, like, as we said, we spend a lot of time on this stuff and we look for any edge that we can possibly get. And here's this guy who we've actually backed many times over the years. Right. And it's one thing that, okay, he's doing it. The old saying, and this isn't just a horse racing thing. This is any sport that you've ever been involved in. If you're not pushing the limits, you know, the specific term is if you're not cheating, you're not trying. I'm not saying people don't people cheat for any time, but if you're not pushing the levels of what, you know, can be done, you're not trying hard enough to win. So I totally understand that in all aspects of sports. But here he is now standing up there and actually saying, there's something wrong in the sport. It's not Bob Baffert, though. There's some problem out there. Is somebody out to get me? So that's what's really irritating me at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough pill for me to swallow because I'm on here. We got thousands of people listening to it. We have people on Twitter. We got our subscribers, 500-plus subscribers, and we're putting out our picks, and they're not hitting. I want to deliver in the Kentucky Derby. I want to deliver in the big spot. And we didn't do that, you know, and maybe, you know, Mandaloon was second. And so we would have took an L anyway, but at the same time, the race would be completely different. you know, with 20 horses in the race, Medina Spirit pops out there and runs the race of his life. I mean, it changed everything, you know? So, and Brad Cox obviously has to be completely frustrated listening to this. He's got his horse, Essential Quality, that had some trouble. And then he had Medina Spirit that, or excuse me, Mandaloon that ran great and came up second to Medina Spirit. Now he's thinking, well, shit. I mean, and now Brad Cox might have his first Derby victory, right?
Yeah, but and you know, it comes by disqualification. So here's what he suddenly has to decide now. You know, if he gets DQ'd to the winner or placed up to the winner, and he already said he's not going to run them his horses back. But if Mandaloon is now the winner of the first leg of the Triple Crown, well, he's got to put him in this week in the Preakness, right?
That's a great point. So we're going to need an answer pretty quick because, yeah, that's confusing. It really is confusing to me. And to me, it's a little bit of bullshit. Now we got some people, you know, flashing out their Medina Spirit tickets. Like, you didn't even handicap the fucking race. You know that Bob Baffert had a horse in the race. Congratulations. And then the horse cheats and they cash their ticket. So they look like some hotshot handicapper when we're sitting here on the other end with some of the other great handicappers around the country. I mean, our guy on the West Coast, Jeff Siegel, that we like, he didn't have Medina Spirit in his top four. That is the best West Coast, most honest handicapper they have out there. And he doesn't have Medina Spirit in his top four.
And he is based out of Santa Anita, where Medina Spirit is also based out of. He watches him train every day. He watches all of Baffert's horses. He did not have him in his top four. And that's, as mentioned, that's our guy that we go to on the West Coast, like 100%.
Yeah, so it's it discredits a lot of people. And it's just a little bit unfair. So now we're going to see what happens. I mean, for me, I hope that Medina Spirit gets to run. And then you know damn well that Baffert is not going to have the balls to polish him up with whatever he needs pre-race and going to go out there. And I hope he gets tagged at the wire by, you know, Midnight Bourbon with Steve Asmussen, who to me is class. You know, to me, a little bit the opposite of Baffert. You know, you see Asmussen after he wins, he's in tears. He names his horse after, or the horses are named after, you know, people from their family, people from the owner's family, people that have passed away. And then you see Baffert and he's like, let's check this shit out. Got another dub, you know? So, I would love to see it now. So who knows what's going to happen. Do you think he's going to be there?
Yeah. I mean, I just, as mentioned, I'm going through right now, reading the information, and, Baffert says, you know, he's sending them, and he's sending Concert Tour as well. He started off with his little press conference today, and he, you know, it was one of those where I'm not here to talk about this. I'm here to talk about the Preakness, right? And then of course he had to go into it because that's what everybody wants to talk about. So yeah, he's sending them, and like you said, there's not a national now. There is going to be, which is 50 years too long. It should have been done a long time ago, but beginning next year, there is going to be a national board. Which is good, but he's not allowed currently to run any horses at Churchill in Kentucky. But since it's state by state, I mean, as of now, he's not banned from Maryland or anything, and that's where the Preakness is. So he sends him over there, he gets a run.
Exactly. In Maryland, at Pimlico, that's a track that could use the help. It could use the attention, right?
100%. So it's the same place. They considered moving the Preakness a couple years ago because the place is just so run down and beat up. And so, yeah, they're for sure. And like you said at the beginning, I mean, now this is drama that the race probably wouldn't have had. And the last time we came on our pod, we said, hey, this race looks pretty straightforward and there's not, you know, probably not going to be a lot of great wagering opportunities. But now, you got all eyes on this event. It was actually the headline news on, you know, several news outlets, not just, you know, our where we go to get our horse racing information. It was on ESPN. It's on all the, you know, the major news outlets. So
right. And that is, I mean, average Joe, I mean, whether you like sports or not, you know about the Kentucky Derby. And then you start, you know, showing different horses or different people a decent percentage of Americans, whether you like sports or not, will be able to recognize the white-haired wizard. You know, maybe you don't know his name or whatever, but you're like, hey, I've seen that guy. You know, you've been at a derby party and you've seen this guy winning. So my perspective on it now, this is a gambling podcast. I'm going to have a hard time. It's Sunday night. I'm fired up. I want to see Medina Spirit lose. But at the same time, now this is the fan inside of me talking. And we don't bet as fans. We bet on what we think is going to happen. So for me to say I hope that he gets tagged by Midnight Bourbon or Ron Bauer or Chad Brown's horse, I would love to see that. But that's a fan coming out of me. Sunday night, the race is, you know, in 5-6 days away. We got to wait and see on the post draw. We got to wait and see who's going to be there. And we got to wait and see how we're going to play it. Because I'm certainly not going to just bet against Medina Spirit because I don't want him to win. Right? I mean,
well,
if
what
I look
lesson
at,
did we learn at, last time? Right? If we leave him off at your own peril. So
100%, you know. So that goes to the idea is there was a movement on Twitter today that, hey, don't bet the Preakness. There were some people that are pretty well-renowned handicappers that are saying boycott the Preakness if Medina Spirit's running. And even if he's not running, like, people put a lot of time, money into this and to get screwed over. So they're thinking about boycotting it. Now, what am I going to do? I'm probably not going to boycott it because I love betting on horses. So, but at the same time, we have to be smart. And how do I want to play it? So hopefully there'll be a situation where I can make the Preakness an all race at the end of a pick five or a pick six. And at that point, if Medina Spirit wins, okay, your payout's going to be shitty. But if he gets beat, your payout's huge. And you get to laugh at Bob Baffert a little bit.
100%.
So, I mean, that's the final thing. We'll catch back up midweek and update you guys on, you know, what the news is, what it's going to look like. We'll get you the post draw and basically everything you need to know going into that weekend. We'll try to get you some other key races. Talk about the Black Eyed Susans, which is Friday. Talk about how we're going to play that double, the Black Eyed Susans and Preakness double. We'll get into that. And basically that's what it's going to look like in the upcoming pod this week. Coach, anything else that we think is impertinent? As we initially said, this podcast is not going to be one of these deals where we're talking for 3 hours. We want to get you the information that you need, let you go on with your day.
Well, first off, remember that the other horse, the other Baffert horse, Concert Tour, was the one that was an A or B horse to go to the Derby in the first place. Didn't run his race in the Arkansas Derby, and they chose to hold him out, specifically pointing to the Preakness, because they didn't believe that Medina Spirit was going to win in the first place. So now here we are with the horse that everybody thought was better coming back against Medina Spirit, whether or not we even had this juicing drama, right? So there's also there's interesting wagering angles as well, so.
For sure. All right, Coach. Well, let's get back midweek, and we'll try to break it down. We'll figure out a way that we can both make some money and laugh at Bob Baffert this weekend. And if we can't do that, at least we'll just make some money. How's that sound?
Hey, I'm with it.
All right. I'll see you at the windows for patreon.com/minutes2picks. Get signed up for May. It's going to be a banger.
And here we go.
Orban Fred from Normandy Invasion, My Loot, and Golden Soul Between Horses, down to the wire. Orb has won the Kentucky Derby.
Come on, Denver! Smoke weed! Woo!
You know, and that's a double-edged sword, you know. It's kind of like watching your mother-in-law go off a cliff in a Cadillac. You know, you got mixed feelings.
This is Menace to Picks.